The blue dress hangs like a chandelier above the Constitutional Court of South Africa. It rests solitary on a wire hanger, just barely translucent when the sunlight catches it. The occasional breeze rustles it, but for the most part, it remains still.
The story is told that this lady was caught by the secret police and she was stripped naked. And she fashioned a pair of underwear from plastic, and that's what she used to cover herself.
This is Spaniso, a clerk at the Constitutional Court. He walks under the dress every day on his way to the office.
How we know the story is because during the TRC hearings, Judith Mason overheard the story and she decided to create the dress.
In spring 1997, a crew exhumed the body of Phila Portia Ndwandwe as part of the Truth and Reconciliation Commission of South Africa's special investigation into the secret burial of activists during the apartheid era. She was curled into the fetal position, the grave too shallow to contain her entire body. Until the Truth and Reconciliation Commission hearing, Phila was thought of as a traitor to the ANC. The party assumed that her disappearance indicated her betrayal, that she'd spilled the names and locations of prominent ANC fighters. In truth, she was kidnapped and refused to speak. She was raped and she refused to speak. And with the threat of death looming over her, she still refused to speak. Her only known action was clothing herself in that plastic bag. She resisted in her refusal to speak, a shout of silence. And what happened then? She was shot for it. Judith Mason wrote this dedication on the dress.
Sister, a plastic bag may not be the whole armor of God, but you were wrestling with flesh and blood, and against powers, against the rulers of darkness, against spiritual wickedness in sordid places. Your weapons were your silence and a piece of rubbish. Memorials to your courage are everywhere. They blow about in the streets and drift on the tide and cling to thorn bushes. This dress is made from some of them.
Here are all these people who fight and remain unsung heroes. And the only reminder of them that we have is a dress.
The blue dress, hanging bodiless above the court, is not just dedicated to Phila, but to all the unnamed who experienced violence, who resisted violence in any small way.